I'm very happy to be here. When I speak in America, when I come out and ask people how much of what I said they understood, they say about 5%. So you'll excuse me for my English if it does not touch your heart. I'm very thankful to God for bringing me up to this place, and I'm very thankful to Father Don and his wife Eden. They have kept me so well, and when I'm in their home, I feel at home so much that even yesterday, they told their son-in-law and his wife, and they came to be with me, and I was so happy to see their son, Drew. And I played with Drew, and he cut my finger with his plastic scissors. So it's a delight when a grandson cuts the finger of the grandfather. That shows you that I'm at home. And I would like to express my wonder and surprise at Father Don, because I've never seen a man with such a courageous heart like Father Don. Father Don came to visit us in Bundibugyo, and Bundibugyo is just at the border with Congo. And he told us he was going to enter into Congo. We told him it is not safe for people to go to Congo. Even us, we cannot cross over there. He refused and entered Congo. And even during the night, I think it was about 8, rebels came and they started shooting bullets at the camp where Father Don was. And I thought that was going to be the end of Don going over to Congo. But last February, he came back and said, I'm going back to Congo. I've never seen a man with such a courageous heart. Whenever I'm with him, I'm encouraged. Even one time when we were with the Archbishop and we were crossing to Congo, we fell among thieves, because in Congo, it is frequent for the government soldiers to have a roadblock. And when they mount a roadblock for some 2-3 hours and leave, then it is common for thieves also to come and stage there, and people would have heard that there is a government roadblock over there. So when you come, you'll think that these are government soldiers, and yet they are rebels. So we fell into such a group, and they came and surrounded our car. But Father Don, I don't know whether he passed through the military, I don't know. He came behind the car, and he was getting ready to fight these people. And yet they were armed. But God saved us when they saw the cross of the Archbishop. In Congo, even if someone is a thief, he respects the cross very much. They said, oh, ni watu ya Mungu, meaning they are people of God. Then we were spared, and we had to go. So I look at Father Don, I wonder what kind of heart he has to face such dangers every now and then. Let me share a word of God with you that keeps us going in Uganda. In Uganda, we have gone through a lot of turmoils, wars in the north, wars in the east, wars in the west, and it was 2001 when rebels invaded Uganda from Congo, and they killed very many people in our district, and they left so many orphaned. It was that time when God opened my eyes to look at the orphans who had no shelter, who had no food, who had no education, and who had no clothing. And God showed me these children, and I brought them into church. And when I talk of church, I don't mean walls like this. I mean when we were in those refugee camps, we were just under a tree or under anything where we could stand and worship God. So I called upon the people of God. I said, look at these children. They have no one to give them food. They have no one to give them shelter. They have no one to give them education and anything. Why don't we take them into our families? We formed an organization in our church called the Dorcas Ministry. That's a ministry of women who would have the spirit of Dorcas in the Bible, who was looking after the poor. And our women accepted, you know, in Uganda we have very large families. A woman may have 7, 8 children. So it was very difficult for that kind of family to accept to take in even an orphan or two extra to what they already had. And coupled with that was the fact that we were not in our families. We were not in our homes. We were in a refugee camp. But because we were teaching them that everything we have belongs to God, we own nothing. Everything belongs to God. We are just custodians. We are just stewards of what God has given us. Then it was easy for our people to remember to be good stewards of God by taking over these children. We took in the children. About 100 of them were absorbed in families. They got a sense of belonging. They could now get some food that was shared. They could get some feeling that they are at home. And it was at that time that we saw the need to put them in a school. We put them in a school, but since it was not easy for us to build an orphanage, we looked after them coming from these homes. And today, I'm very happy to report to you that we have over a school of over 600 children. We don't have 600 orphans, but we have the orphans, and we opened the school to other children so that their parents can pay school fees, and the school fees will pay for the needs of the school so that the orphans can study. That is the work the women in our church and our church congregations have done. I'm always encouraged whenever I hear Father Don giving me reports of how you are praying for us and all the support you give us. I'm very, very encouraged, and that's why I feel this is the greatest opportunity I could ever have to come and talk to you about that. And also remind you that when I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, I was struck by what Paul said when he said, "I see a great door of opportunity opened up for me for effectual work." That challenged me, and I wondered whether we can step in the footsteps of Paul and see that great door that is opened before us, a great door of opportunity. Opportunity to do what? Opportunity to do the work of God. And for what? For effective work that is going to be done. I'm looking at you all and seeing what a great opportunity you people have to do this work of God, to spread the word of God everywhere. I was amazed here when the readings were being read. I heard from the Old Testament God assuring Moses that I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac. Are we feeling that assurance that that is the God that we serve? And then when we went to read another, the Psalms, the Psalms said his word is sure. His promises are sure, which means what he said to Moses is the same thing that is still standing today that even can take you. And when we heard from the gospel, we heard that he has given us his son, Jesus Christ. And the other reading told us that that very son is the one who has made us sons to that very God. What a great opportunity we have to go out. And I also agree with Father Terry when he says God calls upon us to trust him. But we set some boundaries. We say, yes, we can trust you here, but here it's difficult, Lord. You can also see when these people are calling us to go to Africa, surely you see how difficult it is. So those boundaries that we set. But I want to tell you that there's a great opportunity in Africa where you can spread the word, where you can, for example, our community, we have gone through wars. There has recently been a war between our tribe and another tribe on the mountains. They came down and wanted to overrun us and claim our land, and they promised young men, they told them, when we overrun those people, we are going to give you their land, you are going to get jobs. Witch doctors gave them drugs to smear themselves. They say, when you stand a bank, you stand before the doors of a bank, the doors will just open and you'll pick the money you want, deceiving young people like that. And so they came, and in one day, 100 of them were killed. We woke up and saw dead bodies because they had come to invade banks, to invade the police, to invade the army, and they were shot dead. And they could not mourn openly. And all that grief that is in the hearts of their parents is just killing. So when I call upon you as psychologists to come and help those people, when I call upon you as teachers to come and teach in our school, even if it was just for 1 week, to encourage my teachers, to show them. Yesterday I was sharing with Billy. Billy is here. He works with the children who are, what do you call them? Yeah. Yes. We have a school of about 20. I said, what if you came and encouraged those teachers and showed them how to go on? These teachers are not there because they are trained, but they are there because they just feel the heart to help those people. What a great door of opportunity is before you. I don't know how many of you are seeing that great door of opportunity to serve their Lord. May God bless you. Amen. Amen.